News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 8.07. Later in the hour, Jared Hudson, candidate for U.S. Senate, will be our guest about 8:35. Right now it's time to learn all about this fishing tournament this weekend, Hooked on Fairhope.
Yeah, and Brent Barkin is on the line to discuss it with us. Good morning, Brent. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dalton. Appreciate it.
So, big fishing day coming up on Saturday, and for Hooked on Fairhope, this seems like an awesome tournament, and the kids can get out there and do a little fishing, and it's all for a great cause. Tell us a little bit about Hooked on Fairhope.
Yeah, so first we want to thank Dr. Bill for giving us his weather prediction. Everybody's always worried about that, so appreciate that.
You're right.
No, well, we've gotten together with a group of friends and Fairhope and Richmond Foundation and Big Brothers Big Sisters in the Gulf Coast, and we've decided to put on this tournament. Baykeeper has been very deeply involved, and it's all about just teaching kids and encouraging kids to have a love of the bay and learn to fish. And you know, getting families out there walking on the pier. Now you're seeing more and more kids fishing, and we just want to bring that back to the area, especially the Fairhope Pier area.
I love it. Over there, it's that by the way, that entire pier area, Brent, that looks so good. The renovations there were incredible, and it's amazing the culture over there. People are, including kids, are fishing every day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was, you know, we're one of the owners of, my wife and I are one of the owners of the Blind Tiger restaurant down there on the pier.
Yeah.
And what the city has done and the state and the federal government to that area is just completely transformational. And now you're seeing, you didn't see it like now. You're seeing kids down there fishing. We saw kids walking in the water fishing. There may be some alligators out there. I wouldn't recommend that. But people are on the pier, and it's like nothing you've seen in what I hear is decades.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful, and it's great. It's great to see.
That is so cool, and memories that'll stick with the kids for the rest of their lives too.
And I'm sure, absolutely,
some good pics from Mama behind them as they fish with that beautiful backdrop too. So for this tournament this weekend, it's 17 and under, but they can fish from the pier and they can get a boat too, right?
Yeah, we have boat category, pier category, that starts at about sunrise. We start doing weigh-ins at 10, goes to 2, but they can fish from the pier. We encourage them to. We've got volunteers out there that can help them rig the rods, that can help them clean fish. They just need to remember to bring their own equipment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all the way up from, you know, little Timmy that's 4 years old to his, you know, older cousin that's, you know, about to go into college.
Yeah, I just love all the speckled trout, white trout, redfish, croaker, flounder, and of course the way station's at the pier, correct?
The way station's going to be at the foot of the pier. Mm-hmm. So we have volunteers from Admiral Oysters, one of our sponsors, and a bunch of different people from South Alabama are going to be there. We got a ton of different help, volunteers and sponsors, almost too many to name. I recommend everybody look at hookedonfairhope.com. We've gotten the whole community to come together, and it's just absolutely incredible, the support that we're getting.
And some great prizes, too. But why don't we eat our vegetables before dessert? Because this is all for a great cause, right? Raising money for Fairhope Educational Enrichment Foundation and Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Central Gulf Coast.
That's right. Absolutely. And the goal was, I mean, we couldn't think of two better organizations. We've got, you know, basically the educational support group for Fairhope. And we've got people that, you know, whose whole love is of teaching young people, you know, different support that they can give, giving extra support to young boys and girls. And that's Big Brothers Big Sisters. So what a great way to get people out there.
Yeah, and I have not heard of this before. I probably should have. I'm sure it's been around a while. But this, I guess it's a grassroots thing, huh? Founded by parents and educators, the Fairhope Educational Enrichment Foundation. I guess they just fortify Fairhope schools and make them even better and even more quality, right? What exactly does that group do? What do they do?
Yeah, so it's basically the equivalent of the PTA for Fairhope school system. So you've got volunteers going all throughout schools, incredibly tied in, and not just tied in and sitting on their laurels, getting involved in the community, getting involved in community events. and you know, getting their parents and kids out there deeply enriched and rooted in the community. So great organization. Our friend Molly Spain's been leading it from a parent standpoint, and wonderful job she's done over there, and we really appreciate it. And they're going to be out in full force this weekend.
Squirrel Vereen sending us a picture this morning from the Fairhope Pier, and great big beautiful American flag flying atop a Cybertruck at the moment, which is parked in a lot, so that's cool too. But
it's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. Now let's talk prizes too. Kids, they're going to be having fun fishing anyway, but when there's prizes on the line, that turns the competition up a little bit, and you've got some great stuff.
So we've got tons of stuff. We've got Alta Point that's kicked in with a bunch of different gift cards. We've got McCoy's Outdoor with some huge grand prize options that we've got. We've got everybody that comes down there is going to get, you know, Chick-fil-A lunch, nice. Provided by Chick-fil-A, T-shirts. But it runs the gamut of Waterville is kicking in some big-time passes. We've got a grand prize winner that we've got a combination of the way the two fishes, and they're going to get a summer season pass out of it.
Nice.
But, I mean, I think it's seven categories of winners for both the pier and the boats, and it's first, second, and third prize winners. So it's a ton of prizes out there. I mean, it's going to be almost hard not to win something if you go down there. And this is all First Horizon, Kia, Daphne, Admiral, TBT, and a bunch of other sponsors that are helping us out with this.
I got to shout out your restaurant a little bit. I've got a friend that lives right on Summit, like just at the top of the hill there. We could have rolled down to the restaurant. I picked him up, and it took us about 28 seconds for my car to proceed down the hill, get a spot, and eat at the Blind Tiger. Your staff was wonderful, and the food was great. It was a couple of Fridays ago, so just tell everybody, keep up the good work.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Been a long time coming, but we're really seeing the fruits of the labor paying off now. And I appreciate that.
You got it.
Well, this is great. So this Saturday, Hooked on Fairhope, they have a countdown on the website. We're 3 days, 5 hours, and 46 minutes out. And tickets are, you can get them there at that website, right? HookedOnFairhope.com?
Yeah, please do. HookedOnFairhope.com. Again, there's the boat category and the pier category. Just pick which category you're in. If there's a hiccup on the website, we'll figure it out. But we've got everybody set. We've got volunteers down there to handle as many as a couple hundred kids. So we're really excited, and the ticket purchases are really starting to roll in now. So I do encourage people to do it before the day of, because we can't guarantee on the day of that we're going to be able to accommodate everybody.
Yeah.
But we've got plenty of volunteers that have, everybody's pitching in from South Alabama, Frost Home Construction, to, you know, like we said, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. The Bigs are bringing their littles down there. It's incredible.
And, of course, it starts right at the, you know, very early, right?
Yeah, you can come down whenever.
But okay.
We basically make it so that anybody can come. It's kind of at your own time. That way, if there's bad weather for a little bit, it's fine. There's plenty of time. Come down as early as sunrise. We'll have volunteers down there at that time. We do the weigh-in stops at 2 p.m., and then about a half an hour later, we'll announce the winners. So, I mean, everybody's very excited about it, and I appreciate y'all talking about it, because we hope the first of many.
Yes, yeah, of course.
You know,
when it's a first event, you got to get the word out and make sure people understand what's going on. But it sounds like you're highly organized, and will be highly fortified that day with the volunteers making this a really good experience.
Yeah, very cool. Hooked on Fairhope. Brent, we really appreciate your time this morning. And if anyone has any questions, you can shoot them to us. And if we can't get the answer for you, I'll ask Brent and get that answer to you. But really appreciate it, and hope you all have a great Saturday out there on the pier and on the water.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, you guys, too. Enjoy it. We'll see you down there, we hope.
Sounds great.
Brent Barkin, HookedOnFairhope.com. That's HookedOnFairhope.com.
I think it's going to be a big time. And that, I was just there a week ago, and the renovations are just amazing with the area just to the south of the pier, the kind of park grassy area. The work that they did there is really amazing, and you can just feel it. It's just bumped up the culture that much more. More and more people are down on that pier doing what they love, fishing, and more and more young kids.
I haven't made it yet. I got to make it out there.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
beautiful.
At the very least, so I can get some pictures.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Backdrop. Squirrel Vereen also this morning, so he texted another image, and it's kind of a collage of banners on light poles around the area. And Squirrel Vereen says you have some images from Daphne, from Fairhope, and Mobile. And for the Daphne and Fairhope light pole banners, they're flying American flag banners, America 250. And then for the Mobile one, you have these pride banners that are on the light poles downtown. He said, do you notice anything different between the displays for Daphne and Mobile and Fairhope? And yeah, it's those pride flags. And I know 1819 News ran a story this morning about, I guess, people online that are upset about these pride banners flying in Mobile. I first read this, so last week WKRG had a story. A local man made it possible for Mobile to celebrate Pride Month with a flag display that didn't cost the city a cent. Said Monday of last week, Brian Fuenmayor posted a photo on his Facebook page of National Pride Month flags displayed on city light poles. In the post, he said, this year for National Pride Month, I invested in 10 light pole banners and got the city of Mobile to put them up. And now those banners are on Water Street in downtown Mobile, right there next to the Amtrak platform.
Okay.
And will be up there for the entire month of June. Now, 1819 posted a story this morning, and Visit Mobile, I guess, posted about Pride Month as well. It says on the Visit Mobile post, love thrives in Mobile. And then rainbow emoji, celebrate Pride Month, love and community at these events in the port city. Link in comments. And Visit Mobile, of course, nonprofit, taxpayer money goes to them through lodging tax revenue. And there was recently an increase in that. So Travis Johnson, the Pathway Church pastor, and he was a guest on Jeff Poor's show yesterday and serves on the Visit Mobile Board of Directors.
How about that?
So you can see how Travis Johnson might have a problem with that.
Conflicted, I guess.
He said he believes people should be free to live their lives, but not at taxpayers' expense. So I guess that's the difference in these two. You have Visit Mobile promoting events, but the flags on Water Street put up by that Brian Fuenmayor, he just got the city to tell him he could. Well, Johnson said regarding the Visit Mobile post and events, he said it causes friction in our community. Nobody's saying that you can't identify however you want or that you can't have a certain ideology. Nobody's trying to stop anybody from whatever decision they make. Just don't use taxpayer money. There's 10 executive committee members and 13 board members. Johnson said when it comes to representing family values and standing for the majority, he is outnumbered on the board.
Mm-hmm.
He said he has even had another member call him a hate pastor. He said, I go into Visit Mobile and I'm completely outnumbered. We need more people that are not okay with this ideology and definitely don't want this ideology hoisted on taxpayers. We need more people that will represent Mobile. Mobile is not San Francisco or Los Angeles. Now, all this to me reminds me of the cannon. Remember the cannon? And I'm three years ago?
Got painted with the pride colors and then... And then they paid like a homeless guy to paint over it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's exact. But I can't remember exactly. I think it was like 2024. And I'm trying to remember the timeline of that because forever, I mean, the cannon was known for being painted after the big game between McGill.
That's right.
And
Murphy.
And Murphy. And so did they make that rule before the pride painting of the cannon where they, remember they said, you can't just come out and paint the cannon whenever you want anymore. You have to go through the city and ask them if you like fill out a form and tell them that you'd like to paint the cannon for this cause. Doesn't that sound familiar to you? And then,
And
then the Pride Month flag, and then everyone was so upset. They're like, well, you're saying we can't paint the cannon anymore.
Yeah.
But then for Pride Month, you're going to paint it rainbow. It's so I'm wondering the same kind of question down there on Water Street, you know, if Brian Fuenmayor, you know, he paid for these flags that they put up on the light poles, but does that mean that, you know, for the month of February, if I wanted to celebrate whatever national month that is, I could fork some money over and ask the city and say, hey, what do you think about me putting these up? Or is it just for Pride Month? I don't know.
I think Pride Month right now you only see it maybe for Pride Month. Somebody could correct me on that. February is National Black History Month, by the way. So we know that.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
So, and also when it comes to, I would say that part of this though is also a return on investment. So Visit Mobile They're all about hotel rooms and getting people to come to Mobile and stay in hotel rooms.
Yes, they're wanting people to come down.
So regardless, right? So if you throw out the pride thing there in your marketing, you're expanding the, you know, your net a little bit to get more people in hotel rooms. So
yeah.
As far as just doing business.
It's a great point.
That's what that's all about.
I would,
yes.
820.
You know, make it feel like a welcoming place where people would want to come.
822-251-343-0106. If you want to hop in on the text line, we'll have Jared Hudson on just after the bottom of the hour. Plus, Jeff Poore joins us later in the hour. He knows a thing or two about what they're putting up at 1819news.com. And you. Your text to 251-343-0106.
Little fog in Sarah Land and Pritchard. Otherwise, sunshine everywhere.
Turn up your voice on the text line. 251-343-0106. Now, back to Mobile Mornings.
Morning from Dan and Dalton. FM Talk 106.5, 827 on Mobile Mornings. Talking about that too. Fishing tournament this weekend at Fairhope Pier. Tim on the line. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I was just interested in the pier conversation. Back in the, without giving my age away, back in the early 70s or all through the 70s, we used to go over there from Mobile, Whistler, and it was like the only beach access or water access for people, you know, in the Mobile area, if you think about it, coming around unless you knew somebody, Causeway or something. But, really beautiful pier and a little area over there with the ducks. I hate they got rid of the ducks, but that was always fun area to enjoy the waterfront and whatnot. But the pier, whenever they, a few years ago, someone mentioned that they had were going to maybe throw some oyster beds out there around the pier to maybe improve the fishing off the tip.
Okay.
And I never knew if they did because all I ever caught out there in the recent years was catfish. You know,
okay.
So did anybody ever come up with that idea to maybe go along the side of the pier, either
I can. Well, I'd be there lots of times early in the morning, and I can just tell you that the fishing there was brisk, even during the construction, because they've done great constructions to the pier's like a quarter mile long. It's a long pier, but they improved it. They improved the park to the south of it, the parking area, the fountain,
and that
It's just a beautification program. I don't know about the oysters.
Well, the Oyster Keepers Initiative, that's a big thing that Baykeeper has talked about when they've come on with Sean basically monthly. And I don't know where they stand on that with the Fairhope Pier, but I know that's something they're doing around a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
well. I hope that does improve the fishing. You know, the old oyster shells will attract other fish and stuff to come around.
Well, get out.
I'll go back out there and fish.
I'm telling you, just do it for your own satisfaction. It's absolutely beautiful, and the people are really enjoying it. So Saturday's going to be great over there. Thanks
Sounds
for calling,
like a
Tim.
Good time.
You got it, buddy.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening as well, of course, all of you.
Yeah, of course. 8:30 coming up, we'll talk with Jared Hudson. He's a Senate candidate. How many days out are we now? Let's see. It's Wednesday, so we're 6 days. 6 days from the primary runoff next Tuesday. We'll work to get Congressman Barry Moore on as well. I should stop saying it like that. We'll work to get Congressman Barry Moore a spot on the show. Because when I say Barry Moore on, sounds like I'm saying moron, which I'm not. I'm not saying that. But
nobody thought that until now.
He played an important role in that vote yesterday to get that ICE funding across the line. We'll see what Jared Hudson thinks about that and a whole lot more on the way next.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Wednesday. And right now it's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we are just fine. How about you? How about the crew at McConnell Automotive? I'm sure you guys are getting ready for another busy day of selling cars and fixing them, too, back in the body shop.
That's right. Well, we don't have any rain, so hopefully the body shop will get caught up from the last rain, and I say it's going to be raining next week. So, well, and don't forget McConnell Collision, man. They'll take care of all your needs back there at 251-476-4141. Got some great things going on out front. We got no more GM certified. That's going away, and every car on the lot is going to be certified. If it's less than 10 years old, 100,000 miles. So Toyotas, Nissans, Audis, anything, like I said, is less than 10 years old or 100,000 miles, you got a 12-12 factory bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. So it's a great deal going on here. We're trying to get all the literature out and everything. I mean, everybody's – the GM just got out of the certification business. So they went to Car Bravo, and everybody's kind of getting their feet wet in it. But the best thing – the other thing going on is – 0% for 5 years on these half-ton pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Everybody's been fussing, wanting 0%. Well, it's here.
Yeah.
And we've got a great selection of half-ton trucks.
You sure do. I was going to say, what a heck of a deal and what a selection you have. And especially as we are wrapping spring up and heading right into summer, plenty of reason to have a truck that can tow there in your driveway. Let folks know where you are, and also online. That's a good place to check out the inventory, too.
That's right, McConnellAutomotive.com, and east of I-65 on Dolphin Street, in beautiful Midtown Mobile.
All right. Thank you, Louie. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Louie Raddup. You'll see him at McConnell Automotive. They're on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Jared Hudson wants to be the U.S. Senator from Alabama, representing our state. Of course, he's running in the primary against Barry Moore, the GOP primary, and Jared joins us right now after, a day in Mobile yesterday, Jared?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Great to see you, man. Great to talk to you. I was in Mobile for a little bit yesterday and running around, just still trying to make it to all the counties, right? We've already been to all of them a few times and trying to get to as many as we can before Tuesday.
Yeah, this texter texted us this morning. We were talking about you being in town and about some recent polls that have come out. Texter said, by the way, guys, I was at that event for Hudson last night at the Bluegill, and Jared knocked it out of the park. So you've impressed some of the texters this morning that were in attendance last night.
Well, excellent, man. I mean, you know, it's really the Lord's favor. It's nothing that I've done. He's paved an unbelievable road for us, and that's been beneficial, obviously, going all across the state. But as far as the polls go, June 16th is the only poll that matters. I need you to get out and vote Jared Hudson. I hope I earn your vote. I hope I can earn your trust because, again, that's the biggest thing. We get to elect our next senator, and it needs to be somebody that the people of Alabama trust to deliver for them.
Are you kind of like living the dream here a little bit? I mean, you really were on the outside looking in this whole race, and suddenly coming down the stretch here, you make it into the runoff, and now these polls, and I know you have a big groundswell up in Birmingham. What's been the key to you turning this into a bona fide real race?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, it's just, again, the provision of the Lord. I mean, he has worked for us. You know, it's easy when he paves the road. Proverbs 21:31 says the horse is made ready for battle, but victory rests in him. And then on the other side, we've been working our tail off. We've got a great team. We've been to all 67 counties multiple times. We're meeting with the people of Alabama. We're letting them know, hey, this is our campaign. And when I say us, I'm talking about me and the team, my wife. We've got people on the team who will go different places and even speak on my behalf. And this is Jared Hudson's message. This is about the people of Alabama. I'm just a name on the ballot. The people of Alabama are who matter in this election. And that's been resonating. And I really think that that's been what has attributed to our groundswell.
And, you know, this race has gotten a little muddy here these last couple of weeks. There's been a lot of discussion about Barry Moore's military service. And I know that's come up, especially this week. And then you were out on the debate stage for your race. You were alone out there. I know there were other candidates for other races that made their attendance. Barry Moore was in D.C. for that vote. But, you know, some pro-Barry Moore people have brought up Covenant Rescue Group and have wondered, you know, how much work your group there has done with law enforcement. I guess, can you kind of start with the Covenant Rescue Group? And for folks who don't know, by the way, let them know what you do and how that program works. But then also we can get into Barry Moore's military service a little as well.
Yeah, so the first thing with Covenant Rescue Group, you know, me and my wife founded that back in 2019, and God has blessed us tremendously with that organization. Obviously, now we have a larger team. We have about 10 employees. I actually think we have 7 employees, and we have about 50 subcontractors that work for us, and we go and provide no-cost training to law enforcement agencies on how to combat human trafficking, in particular child exploitation. And we will set up a live operation with them at the end of the training to show them what we taught them actually works. We're law enforcement officers, so sometimes we make cases within our agencies. Sometimes the agency swears us in to make cases with them. And the goal is to make a successful probable cause arrest and then make sure we get a successful prosecution, however long down the road it is. And most of these cases take anywhere from the shortest I've seen has been about 18 months by the time you get to prosecution, sentencing, and all that, but getting a conviction out of it. A lot of them go to plea deals. And then the longest, I mean, I just got subpoenaed for some we did 3 years ago, a couple of weeks back. So I've seen them, you know, go as long as 3 years.
Yeah, I think your group was involved in that bust in, was it Washington County?
Or Monroe.
Or Monroe earlier.
Oh, Monroe County, yeah. So y'all saw the media release there, Monroe County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, because the team was running it, and I went in that night. Of course, as the CEO now, I'm involved less and less with actually being able to get on the ground like I used to.
Yeah.
But with Monroe County last week, I believe they swore our team in down there. Now, we have a lot of law enforcement officers on the team, but they swore them in so that they could help do the work. Some agencies will do that, and that's an important piece. But we're there from start to finish. Training, operation where we make a probable cause arrest, and then 2 years down the road, if we've got to fly like we did this last summer, one of our guys had to fly to Arkansas to sit on the stand to get a successful prosecution. That's what we do. And right now, with all of the cases that have met their disposition, we're 100% on prosecution on cases we made. And the last thing I'll leave you with, it's a force multiplier. You know, when you look at what we do, I think like Monroe County, that 6 arrests. Well, the goal is for Monroe County to be able to do this on their own now, and the prosecutor's office to be able to do this on their own so that they can go and make a lot more risk. So with the training we've provided and all the agencies we've been to since we've started, I mean, you're looking at well over 2,000 arrests probably.
Holy,
you know,
cow.
But I mean, that these agencies made. We have one from Indiana that called us, and I think they've made over 200 arrests since we trained them back in 2021 or 2022, just doing this on their own. Well, when we've trained hundreds of agencies that are doing the same thing, I mean, that's how you make an impact.
Yeah.
Jared Hudson is basically a political outsider, but now he's smack in the middle of this race, former Navy SEAL and up against Barry Moore in the U.S. For the U.S. Senate seat and the GOP nomination. This is we're about down to time for the vote, and
6 days out.
Yeah, and the latest polls got you in front, and I know what you say. You're not concerned about that. You're concerned with the day itself, but when you do enter, if you enter the Senate, what's some of the stuff on your plate? What do you want to get done quickest?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, if I was there, we got to get the Save America Act passed and making sure that we push forward with securing our elections. Alabama already does it. We require an ID, require citizenship. Other states ought to have to do the same thing so we don't have even the risk, right? Even the risk of fraud in our elections. So that's one piece of it. If we're there now, we got to get it done before the general election. But here's the problem. The Save America Act didn't pass the other day. They brought it to the floor, tacked it onto a reconciliation bill for a 51 vote. And they had 4 Republicans that didn't sign on with it. And these Republicans are all super old. They've been there for a million years. And so that's the second thing. Make sure we pass federal term limits. Make sure that federal term limits exist so we don't have these same old swamp creatures not passing things like the Save America Act. But why do they want to stay there so long? Well, it's because of congressional trading. They make a lot of money. Why would they want to leave? Because they're able to do insider trade. Now, Dan, for you, what would happen? You would be put in jail for insider trading. But for them, they're able to make a living and make money doing it, making sure that we ban congressional stock trading. It should be about service to the people, not about service to self. And then finally, what that opens up is transparency. The slush fund, right? There was a Drain the Slush Fund Act. I mean, my opponent voted against releasing the names of congressional members who had used that fund and how much it actually paid, you know, was paid out. And it's to hide the improprieties of congressional members that have messed around with the staffer or some things like that. And we see what happened with Gonzalez in Texas with that young lady burning herself alive on his front lawn, and she's pregnant with his baby. Like, our tax dollars should not be paying to hide that. So we need to make sure that we pass legislation to drain things like that. Those are the initial things that I want to get cranking on and doing. And I think the people of Alabama, the people of America want those things to happen.
How would, Jared, how would you vote on this FISA bill, which there's several Republicans, I believe, including Tuberville, who voted against it? And I guess depending on who Trump decides to nominate as the long-term DNI, that'll decide how the Democrat votes go. But have you thought about how you would vote on this FISA bill?
Yeah, the FISA bill, it's just straightforward and simple. I mean, I'm a law enforcement officer, right? We have constitutional rights that protect the citizen to a free and fair trial, to a jury of their peers, and making sure that we uphold the constitutional rights of the citizen isn't something the government tells us to do. It's God-given rights that the government's supposed to protect. So normally, whenever I hear FISA, I immediately go to, we have got to do away with that. National security is important, but it doesn't supersede the rights and the protections of the individual citizen of the United States of America. So I would just say at face value, you uphold and you protect the Constitution. You protect the, in this case, the Fourth Amendment rights of the individual. And I'm assuming, I guess it would also fall under Sixth Amendment rights as well. But you protect the rights of the individual because that is a God-given right that government's supposed to uphold.
You've mentioned a time or two the desire to work alongside Senator Katie Britt, who's also already obviously up in Washington, D.C. Where do you align most with Senator Britt, Jared?
Biggest thing is, I mean, look at what this young lady's delivered in investment for the state of Alabama. I think it was like $750 billion, almost $1 trillion of investment she got an award for, delivering for Alabama. And that's what a senator's supposed to do, to fight tooth and nail to make sure that your tax dollars that are going out ain't going to the tune of $40 million a week to the Taliban, going to learning centers in Minnesota, going anywhere else in the world besides here. We fight to bring it back to Alabama, to invest in our infrastructure, to invest in our economy, to invest in our way of life, because honestly, we are talking about national security. We are the national security state. We're the arsenal of the United States of America, especially with a port of Mobile, like what y'all have in South Alabama, a booming Navy town. We have the Coast Guard. We've got Army. We've got Air Force. All the way up to Huntsville, you've got two economic engines churning, supporting the state, bringing back and delivering investment for our state so we can uphold and protect the rest of the nation, because that's what Alabama's doing. It's filling the gap to protect and provide for the warfighter, and the warfighter protects and provides for our Christian conservative way of life, making sure that we have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
You know, I think
I would say that's where I align with Katie.
I just want to make it to Daphne inside of 45 minutes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think I've asked you this every time you've been on with us, and we have texters that are, and I've asked every candidate we've talked to, but yesterday you were on the Bay. Did you get a good look at the Bayway at all? I think I heard from some who did make that travel that it was a rough day.
Bro, it was, we were in the tunnel for like 35 minutes, man. And which I know is not anything compared to what some of y'all do with, but my phone doesn't have service in the tunnel, so I couldn't even let anybody know where we're at. It was an absolute disaster. I mean, that is, and here's the thing, that is a national security risk, because the I-10 bridges every base from Florida all the way out to L.A. We have got to get that fixed, but more so that, you mentioned Daphne, we got Spanish Fort. You have all of these small infrastructure projects in towns around the I-10 that have to be dealt with really yesterday, because as soon as we start working on I-10, what happens? All of that traffic diverts around and goes through different places, and we've got to make sure the infrastructure is in place to support and uphold the amount of traffic that these towns in y'all's area, in Baldwin and Mobile County, are going to have to support while we work on the I-10 bridge.
Yeah, I mean, that's the little truth nobody really wants to think about, Dalton, is if we get the funding and they begin the construction, all of the problems, traffic problems during the construction.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jared, it's got to be a ready aim fire, not a ready fire aim, and making sure we have folks that are able to line up, do that, get the funding quickly, efficiently, and use it effectively to support the communities is what we have to do.
You can give one more final pitch here, Jared, as we wrap up this conversation.
Hey, June 16th, the day to vote. I hope I've earned your support and earned your vote. Check us out at HudsonForAlabama.com. Like, share, follow on the social media is the biggest thing. You elect your next senator. I believe I'm the best man for the job. I'm looking forward to earning your trust. The people of Alabama, the position of U.S. Senate belongs to you. Vote Jared Hudson on June 16th.
Sounds good, Jared. Thanks for the time, and thanks for sharing that story in the tunnel. I loved it.
Thank you, fellas. Love y'all, and keep spreading the word about Zach. Love you, Bill.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that a lot. 8:51. He was a teammate with Zach back in the day.
That's right.
Sure, it's 8:51 with Dan and Dalton.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk with Jeff Poore. He has a lot on his plate here. A week left until that primary runoff. See who he has coming up on his show. All that next.
News, weather, traffic, and sports. You're listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Yeah. Cool music, too, man.
Yeah.
Got it all.
The music.
Yeah. It's 8:54.
And we have Jeff Poore as well, if you thought the show couldn't get any better. Well, welcome Jeff on. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, you busy much? I mean, you go from, you're broadcasting every day. You had the debate on Monday night, been back in Fairhope, but here we are, that final crunch for the primary runoff, and then we get to do it all again in about 2 months.
Yeah, well, it's certainly, there's a lot of traffic right now in Alabama politics, but yeah, we're moving.
What do you make of the differing polls? I mean, we have one that has Hudson up 9 points. That was a shock. Then you get one, Moore's up 9 points. Now we're looking at a poll, Hudson up 4 points. What do you make? And I guess from these last three polling companies, they're supposedly not on one side or the other. But what do you make of all this different information?
Well, they are, and they're paid for by the campaigns. And I think once we get some election results a week from today, we need to have a talk about polling in this state, because what's happening is campaigns are using it to try to create some kind of momentum for mm-hmm. their campaigns. And that's, you know, that's fine. I know that happens, but Alabama's a hard state to poll. And it's really kind of clouding things. We don't have a good, reliable baseline poll in this state right now. Everything is paid for and bought or whatever.
What do you think, people? You just heard Jared with us, last 10 minutes or so. How are Alabamians perceiving Jared Hudson? And how has he done what he's done and getting right smack in the middle of this race coming out of nowhere?
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, he's got a very strong digital game. He seems to really resonate much better with the younger voters, especially you can see it in polling and different places like that. But I think that's the new playbook, if anything, that we get out of this. But how he's done it, I mean, it just varies from market to market. Some places he's like, you know, Birmingham, where that's kind of the place you got to win if you want to win statewide, doing really well there, but, lagging in others. And maybe some of that is because Barry Moore's just been, you know, kind of a fixture in that community for so long.
Who do you have coming up on the show today, Jeff?
Well, you'll believe it or not, we have a guy named Jared Hudson coming here. I don't know why they do this. And this is like, guys, don't book the same. They did this last time to us, remember?
That's right, yeah.
And I didn't know till I just tuned in, and there he was. But he's coming up at 9:30. We got Joey Clark at 10:30, and we got John Wall at 11:30. So you get more Jared Hudson here coming up, and I just hate when they do that.
I think the thing is, when one area has three powerhouse political shows, they just don't believe that they're all on the same station and back to back to back. But
what is this? This is like junior high political consulting. Don't do this, okay? I hope you're listening, but don't put your guests on the same station three times in one day.
So with Barry, they passed the ICE and CBP bill last night. I guess there was a two vote difference, and it was all partisan. All the Republicans voted yes, all the Democrats voted no. Do you feel any differently about him staying? I mean, I feel like his vote was important, or no?
He could have been there Monday night.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've had a couple debates already. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. It seems now that the mudslinging has taken priority, and we're not so much talking substance or issues as much, or at least between the two candidates.
No, and I don't think this veteran stuff sticks, to be honest. It's going to matter to a few people, but enough people to change the vote, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a Hail Mary. Hmm. And look, you can't like fabricate things about your military service. It's not good. They're running from this. It's just, I said this the other day, I've said it for the first time on air, just kind of feels very Roy Moore-ish right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, a couple other really heated races too, and I know you'll discuss those on your show coming up here in just a few minutes. You got that AG's race and Lieutenant Governor's race, and you got to talk to them all on Monday night, so we're looking forward to
it. I did, all except for one, that is, but he'll be on the show tomorrow, Barry Moore.
Got it. Sounds good, Jeff. Thanks a bunch. We'll be listening.
All right, thanks for having me on.
There is Jeff Poor.
Braves fan.
Messi fan, is what I was going
to
say.
He's a big Braves fan. We text during the games. It's hilarious.
8:58, Jeff Poor on the way next. Sean Sullivan and Midday Mobile follows. And then we'll do it all again tomorrow morning at 6 right here on Mobile Mornings.